MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Chantal Marks, Head of Research, FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, appreciate your early morning time. We've seen updates from most of the listed stocks in terms of the impact of last week's rioting and looting, violence, burning, and so it went on. My sense of it, certainly in the retail space, there's been impacts, but it looks like they're going to be sort of up and running fairly quickly, and it's not going to have a material impact on sales and perhaps profitability?
Yeah, I mean, so far from the major retailers, we've had 1,692 stores impacted. And that sounds like a whole lot. But in the context of the listed retail space, it's about 8% of total SA footprint and 6% of their global footprint. So for them, it's quite small. So firstly, the lost trading days, I think, will probably have the largest impact, but it's only about a week to 2 weeks in most instances. And I think there you're going to have some of the larger grocers most impacted just because some of the malls in which they operate and strip malls in which they operate remain closed. But if you consider that most of that stock will be covered by insurers, thank goodness for Sastry. I didn't know them a week ago, want to know them forever. Most of that stock that is lost is going to be covered. And even in the case where there's been damage to distribution centers, most of these companies have alternative plans in place. And they have business continuation plans, and they can actually finally use them. So it seems as if it won't be as big. It might not even impact on dividends at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Pick n Pay who were stocking some of their KZN stores out of Gauteng distribution centers. And you know, we have top retailers in South Africa. We absolutely do, and in a sense, they've kind of proved it from a logistical perspective. I take your point there, in terms of this was crisis management, and so far they're managing it fairly well, all considered.
Yeah, one of the really cool things that I saw yesterday doing the rounds or the news or in the news was during COVID-19 with the hard lockdown, ShopRite actually developed this USave container model where they could bring USave closer to the people, and it's actually worked out quite well in this instance where some of their stores are closed and might be closed for longer than anticipated. They can push through a container or a truck and they can still service those communities. And of course, they're not losing turnover.
Yeah, they're not losing turnover. The other story that came out yesterday, confirmation of Mr. Price buying Yuppie Chef. Not a big deal in Mr. Price's life, but certainly, I've used Yuppie Chef. I quite like the platform. It makes sense for a deal. And I suppose it's just Mr. Price sort of doing a bolt-on to boost up their sort of more niche, higher-end product range.
Yeah, Mr. Price has been doing quite a few bolt-on acquisitions. So in the value segment that competes with Pep and Ackermans and Jet, they've acquired Power Fashion. Mm-hmm. And this one is kind of their higher-end bolt-on acquisition, which is focused more, of course, on homewares. That is also an area of the market that is growing quite quickly, along with paint, hardware, and DIY stuff, just because people are now kitting out their homes to be there a little bit more. And even in a post-COVID world, we are going to see a lot more people working from home and being around home. And you then want that fancy kettle and you want that nice blender because you're stuck there all day.
that's it. And you said a little more. I'm stuck at home all day, every day. Chantal Marks, Head Research, FNB Wealth and Investment. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.